This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. A walking bridge in western Massachusetts was badly damaged in an October storm, but the town doesn't own the land under it. So the residents have banded together to take on the project for its practical and historical value. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
The village of Lake Pleasant, once a resort destination, sprung from a religious community in the 1800s known as the Spiritualists. Among their tenets, they believed the dead communicate with the living. For a time, thousands of people came here for spiritualist meetings, as well as political conventions, staying in tents and cottages scattered across 50 acres of land. Today, the Lakeside Village, which is part of the town of Montague, sits along a freight train line. While most of the spiritualists are gone, Lake Pleasant still houses the wood-framed headquarters of the National Spiritualist Alliance. But mostly, it's a tight-knit community of about 170 people.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How about you?
No, we're off to go down to see their grandma and grandpas.
Oh, great.
Matt Atwood is president of the Lake Pleasant Village Association, a casual organization that watches over village affairs. The most pressing affair is what to do about their broken pedestrian bridge. Spanning about 200 feet, the bridge has existed in some form since 1888, when, according to historians, it was built to help spiritualists get to and from meetings, seances, and healing events on different sides of town.
So we are currently on the bluffs side of the village. The other side is called the Highlands.
Today, the post office, where everyone picks up their mail, is on the bluff side. So is a new park.
There is access to both sides via car, but there is not access between them.
Flanked by two wooden pavilions, the bridge goes over a steep, sunken area of dirt next to the lake, which is now a public water supply. In most towns, the government is responsible for bridge repairs, but this bridge sits on land owned by the Turner's Falls Water District. Water Superintendent Mike Brown considers the bridge a sort of no man's land.
We could never find anything in the deeds that would give the village association a right of way or that we own the bridge. I just think it was a handshake deal back in the late 1800s.
Since then, maintaining the bridge has been up to the villagers. It's been rebuilt twice, most recently in 1975, when residents raised money by selling naming rights for individual fence pickets. That's why, for almost half a century, it's been known as the Bridge of Names. Atwood says it unites the village.
Literally and metaphorically, people use it on a daily basis. It's got a great view of the lake and this quirky, charming bit of history.
But in October, a quick-moving storm blew through Lake Pleasant and took down a big chunk of the bridge.
This was just all trees right here, this whole mess.
Atwood takes me to the remaining wooden structure.
Missing the blockhouse on this side, missing all the bridge there.
Many in the village jumped to action. They had two work parties to clear storm debris. And now they're hoping to get the bridge rebuilt again.
All right. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're really trying hard to raise money for the bridge names.
On a warm November weekend, about 30 people attended an outdoor bingo fundraiser at the village gazebo.
So the first game is going to be on the blue card.
Lisa Barcelo sat at her own table, far away from the caller because of COVID concerns. She was a teenager during the last bridge raising.
My dad helped build the bridge, so I would bring food down or drinks or whatever they might need.
Barcelo spent years having parties with friends on the bridge. She says Lake Pleasant was and is an insular place.
We only had each other, so that's where we would socialize.
So when word got out this fall that the bridge was badly damaged?
I was heartbroken. I mean, it's a piece of history.
069.
Yep. It may take a lot of bingo to rebuild the bridge. The Lake Pleasant Village Association set a fundraising goal of $50,000 based on contractor estimates. The Water District's insurance company says it won't cover the costs, and the town doesn't consider the bridge its responsibility either, though the town administrator says there may be conversations on ways to help. The Village Association is hoping to get some grants, but Matt Atwood says there is an upside to taking on the project as a community.
It's the people directly affected by the bridge that will be responsible for it. I think it fits into that kind of New Englander ethic of getting things done.
He says they will need a permit, but hope to keep the look and feel of the bridge much the same as it's been for the last 50 years. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.